Well, pray. Would you be so kind as to join me for a word of prayer this morning? Dear Heavenly Father, we come before your throne truly thankful, truly grateful that you let us see another day, Father God. We thank you and we bless you and we take nothing for granted on this master's call this morning. I want to lift up each and every caller on this call this morning, Father God. We also want to thank you and bless you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, Father God, for these wonderful, dynamic women of God. We pray for your continued blessings upon their lives and all that they put their hands to, because we know that you leading them and guiding them. We thank you, Father God, for the artist family, the Diaz de Leon family, and their yes, which is the vehicle that brought many of us together on the master's call. We pray for our co-president who is expecting child. We ask that you continue to hold that baby and protect her and the baby, Lord, as she goes through the journey of carrying that baby. Lord, we want to lift up Zelda Hunter, Lord God. We ask for a special comfort to her and all of those that are continuing to go through the grieving process, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that we can worship you this morning because you're simply worthy to be praised. Thank you, God, for all that you are doing in our lives individually and corporately. We thank you and we praise you, Father God. We thank you for our speaker this morning. And we know, Father God, because we've been so blessed with the many speakers that come before us, that you have already downloaded a wonderful word. And then we ask, oh God, that you would anoint them and give them clarity in thought and speech, oh God. We thank you and praise you because you're simply worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, and we serve notice right now to the enemy that he has no place on this call, that this call will go forth with clarity, that there will be no distractions and no drop calls in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the TMC family that comes together to serve you in this telecommunications sanctuary. We ask all these in the precious, most powerful name, above no other name, by which we may be saved, Jesus. Amen. I love you, TMC family. I pray that you have a wonderful day, and remember to worship God throughout your day. At this time, I am going to now turn the call over to today's host. Host, are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Minister LaShawn.
God bless you. Praise God, and God bless you too, Minister Ada. We thank you so much for feeding and greeting God's children with such grace and with such Jesus joy. And we thank you because we know even though today is Worship Wednesday, we worship the Lord each and every day and every opportunity that we have because we know that he's truly worthy to be praised. So I welcome you all with the Woman of Kingdoms greeting. I am coming from Delaware, by reason of New York City, and I tell you, this call is not only a blessing for me, but I am trusting in the Lord that it is too a blessing for you. So we welcome you once, we welcome you twice, and we welcome you three times. Now, a little bit about the Master's Call for those of you who are just joining us for the first time. The Master's Call was founded October 25th, 2010, by two victorious women of God. These women of God that we're speaking of are co-founders Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, Miss Super Fantastic, and we are just so grateful that they both said yes to the Master when he had given them the mandate and the idea for this call. Now, this quote stands on a scripture reference which can be found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So, Master Call family, we start this call off in prayer. We end this call in prayer and encourage you, the believer, to continue your day in prayer, because we know that when the prayers go up, God's mighty, mighty blessings come down. And though we like to call our friends and our family members, we know that they do not have the same supernatural ability that our Father has when we pray in the name of Jesus. So we thank you and welcome you to reading that scripture reference found in Psalms 88:13 and applying it to all that you do. God also gave them a mission statement, and that mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And I tell you, when you go to the website, which is www.themasterscall.net, and you have an opportunity to get fed by the word, by those archived messages that have been downloaded since the beginning of this call, I tell you, you will understand why that mission statement is totally applicable and how you can be blessed and share these words with your family members, your neighbors, your social media contacts, and your friends. So go ahead and go to www.themasterscall.net. Again, it's .net, not .com, .net. And you can be fed with the words 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That website also has the speaker's bio, so you can put a face to the name, and you can also learn a little bit more about them. But what's also awesome about this website is it's interactive. And by it being interactive, you're able to fill out the comment section and put your prayer requests, your testimonies, your prayer reports, or simply just want to drop us a line and say hello. You can also use our email address, and our email address is info@themasterscall.net. And there, you can also send your praise reports, your testimonies, as well as your prayer requests. Or if God is tugging on you and saying, "My child, it is time for you to become part of the Master's Call as a servant," whether you're hosting the call, if you're greeting the call, or God has downloaded a word for you to bring on his behalf, we truly welcome you to use our email address. And we also will let you know that our prayer general, Minister Robin, and or Dr. Vanessa will get back to you and let you know, "Thus saith the Lord." Now, directly after this call, we have a special treat, and it goes through Monday through Friday, and that's the MMC call. That is the Morning Motivational Call, which is hosted by a team of dynamic platinum presidents and artistpreneurs and mommypreneurs and Christianpreneurs. They are all there ready to give you that voice in order for you to amplify your vision and your business. We all know, as platinum president Marie Preston said, if you have a closed mouth, you have a closed business. So this call shows you what to do, how to do it, and if you follow that roadmap, you will be successful. And that call is also found by Platinum President Dorothy Cook. You can access that call by calling 530-881-1300, and the access code is 598-539-598-POUND. Again, the access code is 539-598-POUND, and you will truly be blessed and learn how to enlarge your territory. Now, if you don't know about Artist International, we ask you to go back to the person who told you about this call and let them minister what Artist International is. But I'll give you a spoiler. Artist International is the leading reshaping garment company, one of the leading health and wellness companies. And I tell you, if you listen to the testimonies, not only has Artist International products helped reshape and regain people's lives and restore them to health, but it's also been known to help people change their zip codes and their mindset. So go ahead and jump on that call 530-881-1300. The access code is 598-539-598-POUND. Well, I'm about to move out the way so this victorious woman of God can come on the line and tell us, thus saith the Lord, straight from the throne room. And this is none other than the awesome Minister Brenda Terrell. She resides out there in Mississippi, and I tell you, she has such a beautiful and warm spirit. She was baptized with the Holy Ghost in the 80s, and she's been going to church and working the word and helping other people apply the word. And the main thing that she wants you to know is that she loves the Lord with all her heart, all her soul, and all her mind. And her teachings and her preachings has truly demonstrated just that. She has a dynamic husband and some beautiful children and grandchildren, and she loves them with all her heart. So I am moving out the way right now for none other than Minister Brenda Terrell. Again, you can go to our website and learn more about our speakers. But for now, we are bringing Minister Brenda on the line. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
LaShawn, I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
All right. Praise God. Praise God. I thank you. I love you, and I appreciate all that you do, and I thank God for our minister, Ada, for opening us in the word, with the blessing of people, with the heart of God in her heart. I thank you all. Good morning, TMC family. Praise God. Praise God. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for being so awesome and being so glorious. And Father God, I glorify you and ask you that you no longer allow Brenda to speak, but you, Father, speak through me, that your people will receive what you have for them. And Lord, that our hearts be filled with your glory, with your presence, and with the Spirit of truth. We thank you, Father, for every good and perfect gift coming from you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, good morning, TMC family, and I want to say thank God for my awesome Dr. P.K. Roberts, our super fantastic lady out there in Florida. I thank God for you, and I thank God for our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother eagle, as we call her. I tell you, God has blessed us tremendously with these two women of God. And with that, I'll be speaking, with Sunday being Mother's Day, I'll be speaking about the virtuous woman. My title is The Virtuous Woman. Do you know who she is? You know, we look into Proverbs 31, and it's amazing that how most people, they'll jump right into say, who can find a virtuous woman? But yet, it's amazing that King Lemuel started the words of warning from his mother about women. Let's face it, ladies, God made us to be powerful creatures. Real talk. Now, how many kings' leaders have been destroyed by evil women affecting their decisions? Or would it be easier to ask, how many kings have not been so affected? The threat was real. The historical record is solid, and the consequences unbelievable. And it started with our first mother, Eve. After giving him some tips of being a man of integrity, King Lemuel's mother knew good women, for she wrote the highest description of the most perfect woman ever described. And, of course, this is in Proverbs 31. She wanted her son, the king, to have one woman, a virtuous, God-fearing woman, to be his wife. She didn't desire a manipulative, angry, selfish, uncontrollable woman for her son. She knew his success depended on one great woman as his wife. We're well aware that throughout many cultures and countries and generations, the mother would seek the wife for her son. The description of this ideal woman is usually confined in the minds of many, her ability as a homemaker, as was Martha of Bethany, you know, or businesswoman such as yourself. Sure enough, the virtuous woman is a woman with skills, talents, and a disciplined lifestyle. However, it is obvious that for more than that, it is more than that, it is meant. Because when the summary of what makes her price far above rubies is given. Far above rubies. It is her spiritual life only that is mentioned. One can almost hear the voice of Jesus in Luke when he was saying, Mary has chosen that good portion which shall not be taken from her. What was that portion? It was her worship. Can I say it again? It was her worship. Now, going back to Proverbs 31, many daughters have done nobly and well, but you excel them all. That was at the end of that scripture. This is a very great ideal to be recorded of her, a woman, in private life. It means she had done as much, if not more, than Miriam, the leader of the nation's women in praise for our God, Deborah, the patriotic military advisor, or even Ruth, the faithful and loyal one. How about Hannah? She was the ideal mother. And then we got my girl, the Shulamite. She was the hospitable woman. And even more than Queen Esther, the woman who risked sacrificing her life for her people. Now you may ask, in what way did she excel them all? In her spiritual and practical devotion to God, her worship, which accentuated every area and every relationship of her life. You know, in 2 Peter 1, in chapter 1, 5 through 8, it said, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and then to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love for everyone. The more you grow like this, the more productive and useful you will be in your knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, when you go back to Proverbs 31, and I love the verse 20, and in Amplified it says, she opens her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her filled hands to the needy, whether in body, mind, or spirit. You see, she's one who adheres to the Spirit of the Lord. Her lamp does not go out. Now, I can imagine if she is called on at 2 o'clock in the morning to intercede for someone, and she does it. She's laying hands on her husband while he's asleep, speaking peace, love, and joy over his life, blessing her children while they're laying asleep, asking God's protection over them. Yes, she opens her mouth, and there are words of wisdom and encouragement. Now, you know, in verse 22, they said she makes coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. And in Isaiah 61:10, it says, I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation, and then he arrayed me in a robe of righteousness. Praise God. And then in Revelations 19:8, it says, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. May I say, TMC family, it seems like Proverbs 31 is talking about the church, the body of Christ. The purple signifies the royalty which was consistently used in the holy place. Now, you know, in verse 28-29, it says, her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband, may I say, our bridegroom, also, and he praises her, saying, many daughters have done nobly, but you excel them all. She is first and foremost, trustworthy, so her husband has no doubts or fears about her. She is not manipulative. Proverbs 12 and 4 mentioned that a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. Praise God. Now, let's see the significance of this virtuous woman as the church. Her light never goes out. Revelation 22:5 says, and there shall be no night, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light. You go in verse 30, 31 says, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Then you look back at Revelation 22:12-14, it says, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as this work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Now, blessed are those who are washed, who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter by the gates into the city. Oh, glory to God, I see something here. She is very careful to recommend herself to her husband's esteem and affection, to know his mind, and is willing that he rule over her. You see, she can be trusted, and he will leave such a wife to manage for him. He's happy in her, and she makes it her constant business to do him good. She provides well for her house. The law of love and kindness is written in the heart and shows itself in the tongue. Oh, can I say that again? She provides well for her house. The law of love and kindness is written in the heart and shows itself in the tongue. She is intent upon giving as upon getting, and does it freely and cheerfully. Her heart is full of another world, even when her hands are most busy about this world. Oh, can you just think your mind on that? The fear of the Lord reigning in her heart is the beauty of the soul. Now, this is the description of a virtuous woman of those days. But the general outlines equally suit every age and every nation. Not only did King Lemuel's mother describe a great woman for her son, King Lemuel's mother was given the revelation of the characteristics of the church, the body of Christ. Let's look at it. She's a prepared woman. She's a trustworthy woman, a smart woman, a generous woman, a fearless woman, a strong woman, a kind woman, a prosperous woman, a wise woman, a praying woman, a woman who handles her family well, and above all, a woman who honors God and his word. Oh, yes, 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 TMC family. This virtuous woman is mentioned to me as the body of Christ, the church. So the question stands, do you know who she is? It is you and I, the bride of Christ. Oh, yes, Jesus is coming back for his blood-washed virtuous woman, and his reward will be with him. Glory to God. I pray that you have a wonderful day, and I thank God for you being the bride of Christ, and I say have a blessed and wonderful Mother's Day. I'm turning it back over to you, Minister LaShawn. Are you there, Minister LaShawn?
Hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes, I can.
I'm sorry. All right, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Well, we just want to thank you so much for such an on-time word. Thank you so much for reminding us that God is there for us, and as virtual women, as a body of Christ, that we are to go out there and be those great ministers in the marketplace as those virtual women, and again, as the body of Christ. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we come to you this morning, and we come to you thanking you, God, for not only this word, but for the vessel you selected this morning for the word. We ask you, Lord, that you watch over Minister Brenda and keep her and her family safe, Lord, and that she is doing, God. We just ask that you bless her and touch her and watch over her each and every day and every moment of her life. Thank you, Lord, for her being a virtuous woman, for her attending to her household, for her loving you, for her being the body of Christ, God, and doing all that it is that you have her do. Lord, we ask that you refill her as she has decreased for you to increase for this word. And Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK for their yes. Thank you for these virtuous women of God that followed the mandate and allowed us to have this telecommunication sanctuary through you, God. We just want to give you the honor, the glory, and praise as we worship you, not only this day, but for every day. And Lord, we thank you for Artists International, which is a thread that sewn us all together. Lord, we thank you for Papa Diaz de Leon, for his wife being a virtuous woman and supporting him with his vision and supporting him as it relates to all that they do with this company, Lord. We just want to say thank you. We just want to praise you, and we just want to worship your name. And Father, for each and every person that's under the sound of my voice, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for the direction you have given us. Thank you for the blessings you have shown us. And we just ask right now in the name of Jesus that you touch the families that are bereaved right now. We ask right now that you touch them in such a way that they know that joy will come in the morning. We ask you, Father, that you touch them in such a way that they know that death does not depart them from you, Lord. And we want you to touch them in such a way to remind them that to be absent from the body is to be present with you. So, God, we just thank you, and we worship you. And, Lord, we ask that you watch over each and every person, Lord, that is going through something as it relates to their family or as it relates to their business, as it relates to their household. Lord, fill them up and let them know that you are there for them. Father, in the name of Jesus, recorrect their finances. Correct what's going on in their family. Bond them, Lord, and bridge them back together. We know that the blood of the Lamb is the only thing that can do such. So, Father, we rejoice and thank you right now in the name of Jesus for that blessing. And, Father, we thank you for healing the sick and running your DNA through them, Lord, allowing them to recover in the name of Jesus. So, Father, as we say amen. We know, Lord, that you got us. You got us individually and collectively, Lord. You have us, Lord, in the palm of your hand, and we just want to say thank you for that. We just want to give you the honor. We want to give you the glory. We want to give you the praise. And God, we just ask that you watch over Zelda Hunter, Lord. Give her a special blessing as her father passed away, Lord. Give her that blessing to know that you are there for her, as well as her artist family, as well as the TMC family, Lord. Give her that extra hug, that extra know that she is there with you and that all will be well. And Father, we just want to ask that you bless everybody on this call when they leave. Let them know that God, as virtuous women, as people of Christ, as a body of the church, all will be well and we will be blessed. We say thank you in the name of Jesus, and we also say amen. Well, Master's Call family, it is a time of the call where I tell you to go out there, be that great minister in the marketplace, preach your brother and sister with Jesus joy, and let them know that you are the body of Christ. Let them know that you have Jesus joy. We want to thank you, Minister Ada, for greeting and feeding God's children this morning and blessing them with Worship Wednesday. And again, Minister Brenda, we thank you for that powerful, dynamic word. We thank you, Lord, for the blessing that you have given her. And then we ask you all to listen to the replay number, 712 432-1085. The access code is 957-677-pound. And we also invite you to the MMC call, which is a call that we're all jumping on directly after this. And that number again is area code 530-881-1300. And the access code is 598-539-598-pound. 539-598-pound. Minister Brenda, can you please come back to give us our closing benediction?
Father, we just thank you, Lord, for choosing us to be your church, your body, the bride of Christ. And we ask you, Father, that you use us to the glory and honor of your holy and righteous name each and every day. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Have a wonderful day.